من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. Brothers and fellows, today one to one, this back and forth subject of zakat. Zakat is important because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that it's important. All throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions waqimu salat wa atu zakat. As you know by now, brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran 82 times salat and zakat together. If you're going to Yemen, speak of the book, then the first thing that you call them to is Tahid, or the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tahid is Mutafakun alayhi, but Mutafakun alayhi. When they understand that, then inform them that Allah is made incumbent upon them to make salat 5 times a day, every day and night. And also, Allah has come upon him to say zakat. We know that zakat is one of the pillars of Islam, and I'm going to start the hadith off and then we'll be finished. We know that zakat is one of the pillars of Islam because Prophet Muhammad said, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bunya again, Bunyan
Ask important. I'll tell a question. Is it so important that if you don't do it, that you get punished?
Yes.
Yes? How do you know? What's the evidence?
Abu Bakr Siddiq.
So you go from Quran and find out if there's a punishment in the Islam for the non-paying of the debt. How important is it to you? Is there punishment for not paying the debt?
There is.
What's your evidence? Do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you, brother, in the hereafter for not paying the debt? Answer is yes. We're going to go from the verse from Quran to show punishment in the hellfire, brother, simply by not paying the zakat. Number one. Number two, we're going to go into hadith exactly what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. Punishment, brother, specific punishment for not paying the zakat. And the reason I said that, I'm not going to give it to you right now, I'm just asking you to finish it. The reason I said that is for this question. You both agree that there's punishment for not paying the zakat, right? So they're punishing in hellfire, right?
Okay.
I ask you, Salami, if you had camels, would you have to take the cat on the camel?
One camel?
Camels. Let's say 100 camels. Would you have to take the cat?
Yes.
You, Mr. Ansar, if you had 100 camels, would you have to take the cat on the 100 camels?
Yes.
Yeah? If the Imam says it? Yes, if the Imam says it? If your Imam makes a mistake, it might mean that you get punished in the hellfire.
Am I right?
Why should not independently without the Imam whether you have to say Zakat or Talmud or not?
No.
No? You have another representative from the Ansar? Let me ask you this question. You have to say Zakat on Talmud. How do you know? You have to say Zakat on Talmud?
Yes.
You do? How do you know? The Imam said it? You have to take the cattle on the sheep?
Yes.
What? But the Imam said it?
Yes.
You have to take the cattle on doodle?
No.
No? How do you know?
No.
Alright. Five camels.
Yes.
How much is the cat you said?
That would be doing a little 3.4.
A little? How much?
Well, I haven't gotten into that yet.
2.5%, right? You cost 2.5% of the time when you get that away, right?
That's gross. Yes, yes.
What
is it? Is it
5.4?
Okay, brother, have a seat. You got my head.
After the call, I give them.
$1,000. Put me in $1,000. Full time.
How much is that?
$200.
How much did you call yesterday?
$200.
All of the expenses? Exactly $1. All expenses, you know. It looks very frugal, doesn't it? Is that $990? How much is that you have to
pay?
One third.
Open
it for the third.
How much is it?
First thing you have to say, very Imam, he does not get any zakat until he possesses it for 1 year. First thing you have to say, Imam, there's no zakat until you have the possession of 1 year.
That's the first thing you have to say. That statement is very, very good. And I recommend that you can see the best thing you can have. I'm saying to you
that when you give something that is zakatable, that you must pay the zakat on, you calculate from the moment you get, and if you own your possessions for 1 year. If you have $1,000 and you put it in the bank, and you save it for 1 year and you don't spend $1, then you have to pay the zakat on that $1,000. The first thing that you have to say is in possession for a year. Some people decide to pay the zakat before the year. Some people make intention that they make just $1,000. I'm going to pay the cap on it right now. That's my media. This is my zakat that I'm paying right now. You can do that. Even the scholars, they debate about whether you can pay it in advance, and you can. They look, this is my media. Well, you may not be active because you may get more. Or you may have less. If you get less, you can not give the cap and pay more of the cap. But the point that I want you to first get in terms of the Islamic law is that the cap is paid after possession of 1 year. So it may be that that Abdul Shakur has $1,000 and he may not have to pay nothing on the title. That's because in fact, as he only said, not enough information, all of that $1,000 may be expensive and he may spend that up, and if he spends that up, there's no problem. Now, someone comes to Abdul Shakur and says, Abdul Shakur, I need some money from you. Can you please give me some money? I'm in a bad state. Right? And he says, okay, no problem. I'll give $200. Now, what's 200% to the end of $100,000?
$250.
$250, yeah? I love you, man. $250? 200% is $250? Isn't it $25? Am I incorrect? $25, right? Okay, yeah, it's $25. Now, Abdul Shakur was given an additional $1,000. He gives $200 away to someone, right? And he gives over $800. At the end of the year, he's got $800 left. How much of the debt does he have to pay? Who said 2.5% of 800 raise your hand? Who said 2.5% of 1,000 raise your hand?
Why 1,000? Because
that is
because he's a
thief.
He's out of his own charity.
Who says you have to
give money
to
God?
Raise your hand.
You know what?
He said you have to give money to God. See, he had it. Let's say he had it for me. He had $1,000. Someone won $200. He gave it to him $200. But $800 left. How many says there's a chance that he has to pay at the end of 1 year, that's $800 left. How much does he, how many say there's a chance to be 2.5% of 1,000? How many say it's 2.5% of 800? How many say he has to pay anything? What do you think?
I think he's going to have to pay the 2.5% of 1,000 because, initially, if he has $1,000 per year, if he gave somebody $200, that's Sadaka, that's considered Sadaka, that's not considered part of his debt.
Excellent. Your point is right, but the conclusion is wrong. Your point is 100% right. That is, the $200 to give a sadaqah had nothing to do with zakat. Because he didn't have the niyyah to say this is zakat, this is my zakat. If he says that this is my zakat, $200, this is considered to me zakat. Then he doesn't have to put any zakat on that. Because that's the zakat that he's paying. Because zakat is niyyah. You make the niyyah to make zakat, to pay zakat. My point is, even if you gave $1,000 away, then it's not zakat if you don't make the intention to make it a zakat. You have to make it intention for zakat. Niyyah. Remember, brother, you can always go back to niyyah. So, if you have $800 left at the end of the year, then it's 200% of $800. That's the right answer. That's the only point I wanted to get you to see, that I don't care how much money you give away if you don't intend for that to be zakat. Allah bless you, give you credit for Sadaqah, but not for Zakat. No. Now, brothers, not only do we have to pay Zakat on money, but we have to pay Zakat on animals. And when you talk about animals paying Zakat, then you get to see some details. I'm going to teach you one lesson.
You know, I remember Jimmy, before you told, like you said, the five camels. So if you have five camels, I think in the last class you said that you had to give two whole camels.
I want to keep you some context, but I want to get the context very clear. Abdul Shakur has four camels. Four beautiful camels. Red camels. Let's agree now that the camels are something that you must pay the battle. We agree. Authentic hadith. You must pay the battle on camels. And that, brother,
And you will see in a few moments that if you don't change the cap on camels, one of the punishments of Yom Kippur will be that your camels will trample you underfoot in the hereafter forever, running over you. If you had 1,000 camels in his best health, according to Hadith, will trample over you. And another Hadith, you have to tie the camel on your back.
Everything that I know about the punishment will be according to how many camels you had. And the people would say on the Day of Judgment, will ask Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to intercede for them. You see, I'm going to read the Hadith. And the Prophet Muhammad said, I can't do nothing for you. I deliver the message to you. So here's a man, you know how big camels, brother? Can you imagine after carrying a camel? You don't want to, right? And you'll see also that if you have gold and silver, if you check and you get things to work, that gold and silver will be burned, heated up, you'll be branded with it, burned with it. You're going to go over that and do so. So that means that Esau, they're telling people, brother, that you got to pay the tax. And the problem that Esau is going to have is that if you don't get it from Hadith, you don't know. Because no one in Quran will tell you how much to pay the tax for camels. And if you make a mistake and you don't tell me the tax, brother, you're going to pay on Yom Kippur. You're going to pay on the Day of Judgment. So I'm trying that simply to say that you must, brother, you must read Hadith. You must read Hadith, brother, because you don't know the details of the tax or any ibadah unless you read Hadith. That's the only point that I want to make here, brother, that there are details, brother, about the payment of the tax that you'll never know, brother, from reading Quran. You do Hafiz al Quran, brother, you can't do it. Now, four camels. We agree we have to pay the tax, right? How much did that be paid for four camels? Depends on the value? Okay. This brings us to a concept, brother, called Nisab. This is one of the most important aspects of zakat. Nisab. That is, before you are required to pay zakat, that property, whether it's camel, whether it's gold, or whether it's silver, whether it's precious metal, has to meet a nisab. A nisab is that amount that is, I use the word zakatimus, or sacrament. There is no zakat for one camel. There is no zakat for two camels. There is no zakat for three camels. There is no zakat for four camels. The Prophet Muhammad said, except if you want to give something. But there is the nisab for camels is five. That is, once you reach five camels, that's the nisab you must begin to pay zakat. Nisab is that amount of property that you must pay the tax on. That minimum amount of property that you must pay the tax on. And brothers, you don't see that this principle of tax is so good, so wonderful. It's better than taxation, and you're going to see that the cat is not taxed and it's not charity, but it's somewhere in between. The cat is not a tax, and it's not a charity, but it's somewhere in between. You're going to see that in the next few moments. And see, brother, the beautiful thing about this is that if you have five camels and you have to pay the cat, you're going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a way of expanding wealth so that four people can have something. Meaningful. You see, this is better than the charity of this world. Because you have things like camels and cows. If a poor person gets a camel, he can go a lot with a camel. And cows. So not only giving the poor person even $10, but when you give them the camel, think what they can do with it. So the nisab for camels is 5. Nisab is that amount of property that you have that becomes the tax is due. If you don't reach a nisab, you don't have to pay the debt. If you don't reach the nisab, you don't have to pay the debt. Brothers, when I reach the number, tell me when you think the nisab is of sheep.
20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40.
Once you reach 40 feet, then you have to begin to pay the tax. Again, when we talk about 40 is what is? Nisab. 40 is the Nisab. That is the taxable amount that you don't pay the tax until you reach a Nisab. And if you solve the feet, it's 40. Once you reach 40 feet, then you have to pay the tax.
What is the difference between camels and sheep? Do you drive the camels and drive so hard to...
Well, camels are more expensive than sheep. Much more expensive. It's infinitely more expensive than
sheep. So that's what we're doing.
Now, cows. Do you think that the nisab for cows would be more than 40 or less than 40?
Yes, yes. Good, very good. So you'd love to say that.
Do you think the nisab for cows would be more than 5 or less than 5?
More, good, very good.
The nisab for cows is 30. Once you reach 30 pounds, you have to start paying yourself.
Now, brothers, here comes the complexity.
How much does the tax you pay on camels? How much does the tax you pay on sheep? And how much does the tax you pay on pounds? All depends how many camels, how many pounds, how many sheep you have. You will find out what it's on.
You're telling us if you have all three, then it's a certain amount to pay. Even if you have a 42, 30 cows, or 5 cows, then there's a certain amount to each one.
If you have in your possession 5 camels, 40 sheep, and 30 cows, you have to pay the tax for the camels, the tax for the cows, and the tax for the sheep. Now, it all depends on how much you have of sheep to determine what the tax, how much the tax is. For instance, does anyone know the tax that you have to pay if you have 5 camels? What's the nisab of camels? 5. I mean, once you reach 5 camels, you have to pay the tax, right? Does anybody know what you have to pay?
think it's 1 feet.
Yes, feet. You say Hamel, feet. Okay. But it all depends on how many camels you have. So if you have 100 camels, you don't think feet. What do you say? Camels. So we're going to the detail, right? And that's why we know that it's divine. Because you can't figure this stuff out. These people would be in trouble, brother, if they had these animals. And they don't accept, how could they figure out what Zuck has to say? And you know what? And if they don't pay it, brother, Allah will punish them and they won't pay. And they have fine, brother, for not paying it. Because the only way you know the Zuck has to have
I don't know.
That level that you have to reach first, even before you have to do it. If you're going to move up, you have to reach it.
Look in the south for gold and silver. If you have less than 20 dinars of gold, then there is no zakat. Once you reach 20 dinars, then the zakat is 200%. Then you start gold. So what we're going to have to do, brothers, I haven't done it yet, we're going to have to convert these dinars into today's terms, terminology.
What the best way to do it? Yeah, the best way to do it. Yeah. If you know, David saw the city weight. How many dinars, one dinar could be, I don't know how many city weights.
And the fact of the matter is, there's no gold left in front of you. Once you reach 20 demands, you have to pay 200%. Oh, by the way, brother, let me start with the commission. This year we have 10 pounds. And we pay this account. Let's get this account, we pay 1 feet. How many pounds do we have left? No, it's 10 pounds. Yeah. And you have one end of the age, you have 10 pounds. You have to pay the zakat. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's say that the zakat is 1 pound. I'll put it that way. Let's say that the zakat is 1 pound. No, I don't want to do that. Let's say that the zakat is 1 feet. I'm going to do that. Right? You have a camel? 10 camel, right? Keep it for 1 year. That means you have to pay the pound, right? Because the minimum is 1 year in your possession. So you pay 1 feet. The next year you keep the same 10 pounds, right? You have the same 10 pounds. You then use the cap the next year on those 10 pounds. That is, as long as you have the possession for your entire life, every year, even the same possession, the cat over and over again. So it's not like once they got me ready, then I gave them it. You might be getting last year. No. Every year. As long as you keep the possession, as long as you have more than your share, more than the nisab, you must stay with the cat forever until Yom Kippur. No. We have to find out what the details are. It's not like Asagol must be two. It's not like that. And you see, it's like logically you say, well, it's 5 to say 1 feet and 7 to say 2 feet, right? It doesn't happen like that. That's what I'm going to show you. You've got to look through the details and talk to Muhammad said it's not something you make up.
That's why I tell you, brother, is that you must obey the prophet. You must obey Prophet Muhammad said it's not something because he told brother. Honestly, brother, we've been committing so much sin that we don't even realize.
Okay.
Let's go to 2. The nisab of silver is 200. Dirham. Again, you're going to have to transform the nisab of silver. You have to tell me.
That is, there's no zakat on silver and even 200 dirhams.
Whatever amount that is. Once you use 200 dirhams, you have to pay the zakat. And again, the percentage is 2.5%. When did people on the earth begin paying the debt? When did people on the earth begin paying the debt? Is this not something new with fucking coming from your family? Is this not something that Prophet Muhammad introduced? I was in Winnipeg, Canada, and I was in a session and there were three people, and I was one of the two performing family, 13 people. He said that Islam is the newest religion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the signs of Prophet Muhammad, and the newest religion is Al-Islam. Now, I sat there, and I was the next speaker. Should I make any comment on what he said? Did any? You said yes?
Yeah.
Why?
Huh?
It's the only religion. Islam is not new. Islam is not new. The Quran is the latest revelation, but Islam is not the newest religion. What was the religion of Jesus? Islam. What was the religion of Moses? What was the religion of Ibrahim? Noah. Prophet Adam was Adam, and Islam. Islam is the only religion. So I have to rest with him. I put him in a nice way. I said, brother, I just want to make a statement about what you said publicly because you made a statement publicly. And I understand what you probably meant. But it's not about the newest religion, but it's the only religion. It's the oldest and, in fact, the only religion. Religion is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al Islam. And brother, you would see that this story is what?
And he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has blessed me wherever I may be, and have to join them in prayer and in prayer. As long as I live.
This is him. These are the people to make Salah and take the Zakat. Chapter 2, verse 17.
وآتوا الزكاة and established Salah and paid the zakat. Who do not think of it?
It is dhul, okay? Passive form, from what verb? Bana. Bana means to build the equals, right? Bunya, it is dhul, passive form, right? Okay, nice. Jumla hadith, is that bunya?
Bunya al-Islam al-Islam. That's how to say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad al-Rasulullah, wa islam al-Islam.
Ha! By what?
Wa islam al-Islam.
Ha! Say it again.
Iqam
al-Salah. Go ahead, continue. Stop. Why what? Say it again. Say it again.
Iqam.
إقامة الصلاة إيتاء الزكاة
إيتاء
الزكاة. Okay, I thought you look at these words here. إقامة الصلاة. I just said in the Quran, أقيموا what's the difference between Iqami and Aqimu? What's the difference between Iqami and Aqimu? I think that's what the Quran says. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ
I think one is, one is established and one is to pay.
But I want you to make it look clear. Ali, I want you to, you have to know this. Mandatory, you can know this. Yes.
I think the difference is just in the
part of the people is not out of the family of you.
Okay.
The Tanya is,
this one?
The Tanya.
The Tanya is the order? And what's Akimu? Is this the opposite? This is the commandment.
Okay.
Yeah, and I want to tell you this. How, in Arabic, nouns are derived from verbs, right? The verb here is if it was, aqama means to establish, or he established, aqama, right? Iqama means is the establishment of the noun. Huh? So, if you look in the dictionary, you look under the word aqama. First form. The fourth form, you look under aqama. Aqama means to establish. Right? So the word aqama means to establish. Now, if you look under the verbal noun of this, the noun would be the formula. The formula. That's the verbal noun. But if you wanted to see the command form, you change it to akimu. See, once you learn these, brother, you don't have to write any of this down. This is extra stuff, right? Once you understand the Arabic language, brother, and you read the Quran, you see Allah saying, wa akimu salat wa atu zakat. Allah saying, just make salat. Establish, I'm ordering this. Akimu salat. Akimu salat. وَأَكُوُ الزَّكَاةِ and give الزَّكَاةِ. So أَكُوُ means to give, it's a commandment. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَأَعْتُ الزَّكَاةَ and establish salah and pay the zakat. You see, whenever you do the form like that, أَكُوُ, Allah saying give. أَكُوُ comes from the verb أَكَان. أَكَان. أَكَان to give. إِكَاءَ is giving. This is the noun. Don't worry about this, brother. I don't want to confuse you. The cat is confusing enough. Don't need it. And if I want to just put that on the board. And the other brother is coming out. By the way, brother, Abdul Hakim, you know, started in Arabic. He actually started it for some brothers. He made a good opportunity. He mentioned this at the Zuma. He made a good opportunity to study Arabic. And he'll go on to that, he'll go on a nice place. How do you find him as a teacher?
He's excellent. He said he's going to start with like a school of clergy, but he's always good at the marriage. And the clergy was in the message, he was
great.
Okay.
The brothers you might want to do that. So, that verse there, chapter 283, Allah SWT is warning the children of Israel to pay the zakat. Also, you see in ayat of the Quran, we lost the point of watching our orders to stop the evil home and others to pay the zakat. That's the
point that I'm making here, zakat is not new. Christians have to pay, so-called Christians and Jews, they were ordered to pay zakat.
And this is why brothers that they need to come to the Prophet to give them the zakat of the zakat. Zakat is nothing new. Even the Hajj is not new. It began with Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam after him. But everyone else has to make Hajj too. Hajj is not nothing new. People think, oh, Hajj, that's Muslim. No. This is the command they had. Because remember, during the Prophet Muhammad's time, brother, they were making pilgrimage. But they were making Hajj. And they had destroyed the pilgrimage. Actually, they were going to say Prophet Muhammad and things like that. They were doing that. But they were doing it wrong. So Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa sallam, and corrected the pilgrimage. And came and corrected the salat and the fountain, the fasting and everything like that. Look, listen to this.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
Fasting is prescribed to you, even as it was prescribed for those who came before you, in order that you may learn taqwa. So again, all these scriptures, the scriptures of Islam, brother, not new. They're not new. We don't have a new religion. That's why, brother, we're the best thing that happens to the Christians and Jews. We can bring them back to Allah and Jesus.
Now let me give a couple of points, brothers, about the get our punishment, and then we continue, we just give a few details about the chef. I just want to remind you, brothers, again, that I told you the first chef we had, he was the chef. How many sometimes you see in the book, instead of saying the text, you see the text?
That's what I've been writing, like that, the text.
Which one is correct?
I don't know.
Okay.
The text? The text? You can't think of it? I think one is the plural, one is the...
The only difference is pronunciation. Both of them are correct. If you're reading a sentence and you say something, the cat who is the captain picture. It is at the end of this word called a cat marbuta. Kan Mahuta is that which, if you stop and pause, the teeth take the A sound. So if you just read the word Zakat, you don't say Zakat, you say Zakat. But if you continue to read the next word, Al Sik, Zakat, Kuli, Sikla, Adol is another word. That's not what it is. Adol is another word. Okay. And writing actually the cat is correct and pronunciation is the cat. Any way you want to put both is okay. The point that I'm putting here on the board is that in the Quran, sometimes sadaqa means the cat, and sometimes sadaqa means the sadaqa. So that is the difference between sadaqa. Sadaqa is usually voluntary charity that you give on your own. As you mentioned in the case that I did before. You gave $1,000, you gave $200, you said, hey, that's not a thing. It's not a thing that you never did something to someone, it's not a thing. Right? Sometimes in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions sadaqah, he means exactly the same. Sometimes he means sadaqah. It's not a thing, it's context. And this is why we go into class and we talk about some of the different points where the difference is mentioned. And let me give you one, this is going to be one of the major ones that we're going to deal about, chapter 9, verse 16.
إنما صدقات للفقراء والمساكين والعاملين عليها والمؤلفة في قلوبهم بقلوبهم وفي الرقاب والغارمين وفي السبيل الله وابن السبيل.
Verily the sadaqa is for the poor and for the needy, as well as for the last time. That sadaqa there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means the cash.
According to
the Prophet Muhammad, yes. You've got some
questions on this, I'll come
back. Now, one other point, brother.
The word Zakat comes from the word Zakat, which is a verb.
Zakia means to purify.
So when you say Zakat, it has to be purified as after the law. If you have wealth, brother, if you have, after 1 year in your possession, wealth, if you don't give the Zakat, so the Zakat is due, all the wealth is unpurified in Quran. You actually make your wealth legal by paying the Zakat. You purify that wealth. That is a dual have, brother. Some people have an event year after year after year, thousands and thousands and millions of dollars, and they don't pay the tax. I think none of their wealth is pure. And actually, you purify the wealth by paying the tax.
You purify yourself once a year by making fasting on the month of Ramadan. You purify yourself by making salah. How you purify your wealth? You pay the zakat. If you don't pay the zakat, brother, your wealth is no good. Don't you understand that your wealth is impure? You purify your wealth is paying the zakat.
Haram in a way that is not pure.
If you say, well, I want to give this money for you.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. You would accept it?
I would. I don't mean that way. I mean that, it means that the wealth is not. The best thing I can say is, brother, that you're not purified, but you're not purified as well. Instead, when you give away, you give away the zakat. By the way, let's say that you waited a whole year and you didn't pay the zakat, right? And 2 years you didn't pay the zakat. And saying, astaghfirullah, I learned the lesson now, I was supposed to pay the zakat. You can go back and pay it. And other people can speak and say that, you know, last year I was supposed to pay the zakat. Pay it then. That's acceptable, by the way. So, it's never too late. You're supposed to pay it on time within that year. But it's never too late. Whenever you learn, whenever you realize, when you pay the zakat. Yeah.
It's coming off now almost a year. So how are you supposed to be paying it on? How much you pay?
See, brother, you know, here's where it comes a little bit, you see, brother, I'll say one thing about zakat. You gotta know some mathematics. You gotta know how to document things. Because every day you're getting something, right? Mm-hmm. Every day you're getting something. And it's not like today, you know, January 1st, you get all your property. And so next, you know, 1991. So therefore, January 1992, you say, okay, let me make my calculation. You just came January, February, March, April, May, June, July. So you may have to pay, you may get in January on 5 camels. Right? And then just 40 feet in February. And then get 30 pounds in June. Now, when does the zakat on the cows become due? June 92, not January 92. January 92, the zakat on the camel becomes due. So you have to calculate. You know what I'm saying? Because it's 1 year of that particular possession. Not of everything. So the moment that you begin, you get the item. You have 1 year to keep that item. Then the zakat becomes due on that.
What about chicken or something like that?
So we're talking about what chickens is accountable. Mm-hmm. Right? Here's all that. Here's that. Good comment about it. What patients is that? You got some chickens?
No, you say that it's been younger. I'm saying now the Muslims eat a lot of chicken.
So you gotta have it. What happens is you gotta have it for like you know, for
the sale
and things like that. Not
food. What about the cat? Like you're getting ready, like income tax is getting ready to be done. Now, when you get the income tax, that you got to give a percentage of that.
You can, you know, you just done, right? You got income tax back. You just done. What's the rule? What's the rule? When you do it, you have to have it for you.
Oh yes.
You have to have it for you. I mean, other words, nothing. You have to have it for you. You don't have to pay the penalty. You have it for you. You get $5 income tax. You have to know if you can on it, unless if you have to spend it, if you have expenses, right? You spend it all up. You get it then. Whenever you get the income tax, you got it. Mm-hmm. Now, the rule is you have to keep it for a year before you have to pay the tax.
But if everybody's out there is that, and then they use it for expenses, in a year it could be gone, and that means that you ain't gonna pay nothing.
It
loses the value of the tax.
Yeah.
To me. Well, I don't even know that.
Let me tell you, brother, what the rule is. The chief brother, you know what the thing is? Nina.
your intention.
Yeah. I got 5 pounds, right?
That means if you don't automatically say I'm a single.
I got five pounds. Do I say that? Of course I do, right? One day before the year is up,
I go to my wife. I'm going to give you my 5 pounds. I give her the 5 pounds. Do I have to take the seven or 5 pounds?
No.
According to the rule, the letter of the law, I don't have to pay. I didn't keep it for 1 year, right? Am I allowed to give my property away? Of course I am. Right? And my wife takes the property, takes the camel. She gets the camel, right?
Allah sees, brother, a lot of things you're talking about, you're talking about, brother, is in here, you and your wife, brother, don't be punished, you and your wife, brother, don't be punished for saying Allah, so you can't play. And people can do that. People play games like that, brother. They transfer funds and things like that. Transfer to this and transfer to that. I think the voice of that is talking about.